The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Saturday, June 13th at Windy Ridge Farm. The Luxton family, the hosts. And in the studio today, we have Kay Luxton and we have Diane Deaton-Vielhuber, who will talk a little bit about the great goings-on in Sauk County. Diane, I'll start with you. This is an exciting time for Wisconsin and especially for Sauk County, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're so excited that we are going to be able to host the 35th Sauk County Dairy Breakfast during June Dairy Month. It will be June 13th. We'll be providing breakfast from 7 to 11 a.m. But the dairy breakfast is so much more than just a breakfast. Yes, we do have a fantastic breakfast that features lots of Wisconsin dairy products, but along with that, we also have an entertainment tent that has Alice in Dairyland, the Wisconsin Fairest of the Fair, some music and other entertainment that is a part of that. But really, the highlight of the dairy breakfast is the ability to showcase and feature a real, live, working Wisconsin dairy farm, family-owned.
Right, which are getting harder and harder to find, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know, a number of years ago, there were many dairy farms, and now in Wisconsin, there's about 5,115 farms just left in the state of Wisconsin. And so that number has greatly reduced. Certainly the economic impact of Wisconsin agriculture is huge, Sauk County and the whole state of Wisconsin. But we also really do appreciate the dairy farmers that are still around. You know, they work really hard to have innovative practices on their dairy farms. That means that they produce high quality milk, which then becomes high quality products for consumers.
Indeed. Do you have trouble finding a farm in Sauk County to host or not?
So far, we've been very fortunate and thankful for people like the Luxtons, and we have a variety of people that have been hosts for the last number of years. But as the concentration of farms does become fewer, and quite honestly, it takes more than just a bit of time and effort to get prepared for it. And certainly Kay can talk more about that as well. But yeah, we really appreciate that. And we are featuring Wisconsin dairy and Sauk County dairy, but it really is a celebration of agriculture in the truest sense of the word. Along with the farm, we also have an educational tent, and there will be a variety of Sauk County organizations and groups that will be there and sharing their involvement in agriculture, which we also think is super important.
I think it's important for, I mean, there's a lot of youngsters. I mean, I grew up on a farm, but you just kind of take for granted that everybody knows, you know, where their food comes from. I think it's important to get them out on the farm, isn't it?
This is a huge shift in Wisconsin agriculture. You know, just a couple of years ago, or a few generation ago, let me put it that way, where your parents or grandparents were on a dairy farm. And as we get a little further out, that removal of the generation to the agriculture or to a farm is becoming further and further removed. And so that's why events like the Dairy Breakfast are so important, because a family can come and touch the calves and see where all the effort and work that goes into having a really solid farm, the care that goes into it, the multiple aspects of running a dairy. You know, it's not just milking cows, it's having good nutrition, it's having good feed, it's having good herd health, meaning, you know, working with a veterinarian and people that care for your dairy animals, and we're going the Luxtons are having some speakers that are going to address that directly. And so that's a really neat thing, where it can also be a fun and entertaining, but definitely educational as well.
Well, let's bring Kay in. Kay, tell us a little bit about your family and your farm.
So we are a small dairy farm, like Diane was saying. We're about a mile south of Lime Ridge. We have 135 dairy cows. We farm about 350 acres, raise corn and alfalfa, and it's a family farm because it's my husband, myself, my son Travis, and then my daughter Stacy's a vet tech, but she farms with us on the weekend.
Wow, that's handy to have the vet tech there from time to time, right?
Oh, she is. If I need an IV done on a cow, call Stacy.
That's awesome. So was it in a moment of weakness that you agreed to host the dairy breakfast, or is it something you wanted to do?
Well, I blame this all on a friend of mine. The Sphinx hosted this a few years ago, and she called me up and she said the committee was looking for a farm. And I said, well, they can check us out if they want to, but I'm not holding out any hope here. And so the committee came out, and here we are.
How many years have you and your husband been on the farm then?
So we started farming about in 1982, bought a handful of cows from a sale barn, an old tractor and an old manure spreader. From there, we went to another rented farm. And then we came here in 1985 to the farm where we're at. We rented it for a while and bought it in 92.
That's awesome. So you were starting farming kind of during that farm crisis in the 1980s. And people probably said you were crazy to be going into
it, right? High interest rates. We were crazy. That's true.
No doubt. But now you've been at it long enough and you kind of know the ebbs and flows of the agriculture market, don't you?
We think we've got it all figured out. That's right.
There's a nice picture of you on the poster, Kay, and your family. And I have to be honest, first thing that attracted me was I looked at the Farm All M. You know,
that was the tractor that I just said that when Tom started farming, that was the first tractor that he purchased. And funny story about that, we had to sell that tractor along the line just so we could upgrade, so we could afford to upgrade. So we sold it. And my son, Travis, is interested in restoring tractors. So he found that tractor 100 miles away, secretly went and purchased it, brought it home, restored it, and gave it back to his dad.
Oh, my goodness. That just gave me chills. That's an awesome story. Was it hard to find for him?
No, we knew the owner that bought it from Tom was local, and so then we went through him, and then he put us on the trail.
Awesome. So when people come to the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast on June 13th, they're going to be seeing you guys in action. You're going to be doing the chores that morning then?
Well, the cows aren't going to be milked at the time of the breakfast. We're going to get up at the wee hours in the morning and have that done, but we'll be all cleaned up and ready for the public. They'll be able to go through all the barns and see how it's done. We won't be doing chores at the time. We'll be just talking with the folks, but they'll be able to go through all the barns and self-guided tours.
That's awesome. Have you gone to other dairy breakfasts and, you know, kind of looked at what they did and maybe try to use some of those ideas?
Yes. Matter of fact, we have been at other dairy breakfasts. And when I was at the Sphinx years ago, I seen how they did a few things. And one of the things they did was had a video in their parlor on them milking cows. And so we're going to do the same thing. We're not going to be milking during the breakfast, but there'll be a video there showing us milking and how it's done.
You milk in a parlor then?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, a double eight.
Okay. Parlor. How long have you had that then?
So we built that in 2001. We expanded in 2001.
It was probably good to get out of the stanchion situation, right?
Yes. No more kneeling down to milk the cows. We just stand and milk them from the rear.
When people come to the farm, I mean, what gives you pride to talk about or show them when they visit your farm?
I think what gives us pride is just that the cows are so happy. They're content. They give a lot of milk because they're happy and comfortable. It also gives us pride that it's a family farm and that our children have stuck with agriculture, and that Travis is back to farm with us, and that Stacy comes to farm with us too. That gives us a lot of pride that they've stayed in agriculture.
Indeed. It's going to be a great effort. Again, Richland County has taken a year off. We're hoping that maybe some people kind of head in that direction that want to see a dairy breakfast, right?
Well, we're hoping so too. We raised our numbers a little bit for expectations as far as attendance, so we'll be ready for them.
And directions to the farm, what's the best way if somebody's coming from the Richland Center area?
So if you're coming from Richland Center, head towards Ithaca, go through Ithaca, and then take a right on 154, go up the hill, take a left on G, and then you'll find us.
Okay, not hard to find. So you must be just kind of almost on the border of Richland County.
We're only a few miles from the border, correct.
Uh-huh. So easy to get to. Diane, as you've listened to the conversations, anything that you want to add from what we've talked about?
So this is really a family-friendly event, and we encourage families to come and enjoy the day. Don't come just and eat breakfast, but also participate. The Lextons have done a great job of putting together some games and activities. There's a farm adventure where people can go throughout the farm and check it out and have a little sheet, and if they get it all crossed off at all the spots, then they can get a little prize at the end of it. And so just a way to motivate people to take in the different parts of the farm. There's going to be cheese tasting, butter making. The menu will include lots of great dairy products. We'll have a variety of cheese curds, and then the cheese tasting, but then also yogurt. Culver's will have a great dessert type thing with some toppings to go along with that. We're also going to have cottage cheese and yogurt this year. And so just, it's really a great way to come and enjoy, you know, more than just a breakfast, but a lot more.
Go ahead, Kay.
I just wanted to add that when we found out we were having this breakfast, we kind of wanted to ramp up the education part of it. Uh-huh. So we're also having our, what we call dairy experts in the buildings. There'll be nutritionists in the buildings. My veterinary will be in the calf barn. The state milk inspector will be in the milking parlor. So if you have any questions about dairy, they're there to help you answer your questions.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it's kind of a good learning opportunity. Are there some, like maybe agriculture students and things like that that will be attending that day?
I'm sure.
The local FFA organizations help with parking. They're
okay.
Kind of our the go-to people to help with some of the parking. And certainly they'll be around, not just helping with that, but available to help in other ways. We, you know, running something like this, it takes a village. And so we have a lot of volunteers that come and help in advance, the day before, the day of. And so we anticipate that there'll be a wide range of people that will be helping in parking, cooking, getting the food, being available to help people get around. There'll be people movers. So if you're there, it is a little bit of a hike from the parking right over to the farm. And so the people movers will get people moved easily. So, you know, if that's a concern, we're trying to accommodate everybody's needs in that very best way possible.
So like Diane was saying, there is parking on the farm, but there will be people haulers moving you from the parking area to the location.
Which is great. So did you have to kind of plan the crops where the fields were, where people are going to be parking their cars?
We did plan a little of it right below our buildings, right below the tent. We did plant fields accordingly. The ones across the road where there's going to be the main parking, that's been in alfalfa for a while. So it's just a big open alfalfa field where you'll be able to park.
Indeed. So you have a lot of you'll have a lot of help that day too. So you should maybe plan some chores around that too.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Got all the labor you need there.
Lots of extra hands that day.
Yeah. The novelty might wear off, though, you know, about mid-morning or something like that. So growing up, Kay, did you imagine someday that you'd be on the farm, or was this maybe the furthest from your mind?
No, I grew up on a dairy farm. I grew up by Loganville. My folks are Bev and Don Meyer. I grew up on a registered Holstein herd over there and did chores, helped with field work, and I always enjoyed that. So then I went on to UW-Madison. I have a degree in dairy science. And I didn't know when I was younger that I really wanted to be a dairy farmer, but I knew I wanted to be in agriculture. So when I took classes at college like reproduction, genetics, farm law, I was really interested in that. And I kind of wanted at that time to have my own herd to apply what I knew. About that time, I met Tom, and he's from the Ithaca area, and he kind of wanted to be a farmer too. So the two of us started farming.
Put your heads together, and the rest is history.
That's right.
So, well, that's awesome. It's a great great story. I'm guessing you have a lot of sponsors, Diane. This wouldn't be possible without them, right?
Absolutely. We have about 80, 85 sponsors that are a part of helping us put this together. And then a variety of people that also maybe give us reduced rates or donate some product that we use at the dairy breakfast. And it's really so important for them to partner with the dairy breakfast because this is such a great summer event. It's held during June Dairy Month. It's a great educational opportunity. And then we allow those organizations that maybe don't want to do their own event can partner with the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast, and then we can share together in educating the community.
Okay, anything you want to add?
Yeah, and as a farm, we're offering some fun and games with game prizes and some door prizes. And we also have at least 100 businesses that have donated for that.
Really? Okay, so give us an idea of the games that we can expect.
Oh boy, there's going to be wall ball. You ever heard of wall ball?
I have not. What is that, Kate?
So you take this piece of plywood, you drill a whole lot of holes in it, and then you use a rope and try to navigate a ball up the wall without your ball falling into the hole. So there's going to be that. There's going to be a ring toss onto milk bottles. There's going to be a sandbox, but it's not sand. It's going to be corn. For the kids to play in. And there's going to be a slingshot. We've got squishy cows. We're slingshotting squishy cows into the target. And there's going to be butter making in that building. So there'll and coloring. There'll be all sorts of things to do.
These kids aren't going to want to leave. You realize that.
That's the plan.
And what about this this treasure hunt? Can you give us any indication on how that's going to work?
Well, it's basically a location hunt. If you get into the buildings, the dairy barn, the calf barn, the heifer barn, the milking parlor, you turn in your map that you've checked off, and then you'll get a little prize.
Great. I'm guessing you and your husband just want to meet and greet as many people as you can.
That's the plan. I don't want anything to do that day except the ability to meet and greet.
Really? Yeah, and then you'll rest on Sunday then, probably.
Then I'll take a nap.
Don't blame you. Diane, anything you want to add about Sauk County Dairy Breakfast?
Well, just so excited and hope that people really do plan a great opportunity to come and take and learn about the Wisconsin agriculture, Sauk County, Richland County. You know, this is a huge part of our local economy. What I would say is that the economic impact of agriculture in the state of Wisconsin is significant. It's not just the dairy farm, it's the processor, it's the agribusiness, it's all the other people that are involved in this. And this is a way for us to highlight all the people who come together in an important part. Are an important part of the Wisconsin dairy industry.
There is lots of entertainment there as I look at that as well. You've got dancers and cloggers and
opportunities to meet the family. We'll be meeting, you know, allowing opportunities for the family. And then, like I said, Allison Dairyland and Wisconsin Affairist of the Fair will also be there. And it's just to showcase that it takes a village for Wisconsin agriculture, and that's what we're trying to focus and share at the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast.
Awesome. Kay, anything you'd like to add this morning?
The only thing I would like to add is that we are so honored to be able to host this breakfast, and I hope everyone comes out, and I hope you have a good time when you're there.
Yeah, I know we will. Well, it's going to be a great time coming up Saturday, June 13th, 7 until 11 at Windy Ridge Farm, the Luxon family, County Highway G, the Hill Point address. We're going to try to keep reading a good weather forecast for you, too, okay?
That sounds like a good idea.
We'll do
Thanks.
Our best. Thanks a lot. Kay Luxton joining us. She's among the host family, and Diane Deaton-Vielhuber, who is joining us on the morning show as well, talking about the 35th Sauk County Dairy Breakfast.